Hi, you're listening to the Clear Money Program's online podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Kurth, Community Relations Coordinator at Denver Community Credit Union. Denver Community is a not-for-profit financial institution serving the people of Denver, Jefferson, Arapahoe, and Adams counties. On this show, I'd like to welcome Helen Gibson. Helen is Denver Community Credit Union's Vice President of Marketing and Education. Thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure, Sarah.
Could you start off by telling us what your role is at Denver Community and a little about your background in financial education?
Oh, of course. So I began at Denver Community quite a few years ago now, and I started as a financial education specialist here, which meant I got to share about financial education and different parts of creating a better financial future with our members for many years. And since then, I have gotten the ability and the opportunity to oversee all of our outreach and all of our marketing and our internal training at the credit union. And it's pretty much the best place to be for me, and I enjoy doing what I do every day.
Fantastic. Are you familiar with the oxygen announcement on the airplane?
Oh, yeah. You mean like the put the oxygen mask on yourself before assisting your children and others?
Exactly.
That was quite a switch, but yes, I'm with you.
Yeah, that was quite a transition. So why is that an important rule for ensuring our survival and well-being? Most people's instincts are to help others, especially their kids, first.
Well, that's very true. And like I said, I started as a financial education specialist here at the credit union, which meant that I've been able to sit down in the room and talk to members one-on-one quite a bit about what's going right and what's going wrong as they take care of their own finances. And one of the things I've seen, going back to that oxygen mask thing, is that, you know, members are supporting children and grandchildren while driving themselves further into debt or making choices that cause more fees or expenses, all because there's this driving force of putting that oxygen mask, so to speak, on their children first. And it's hard as a financial educator to see that, because I know that, you know, our children can use financial aid for college. Our children have their working life ahead of us, and yet we're sitting here with parents who don't have that anymore. They're looking at Social Security only as income, and they're not able to fully take care of themselves. And in the end, even though they're trying to protect their children, they end up in a situation where their children actually need to take care of them more than they would like in their older age, because they haven't put that oxygen mask on themselves first. They actually cause some weight on their own children and grandchildren. So it's a cycle that I've seen. So I think it's really important for us to think about how we can take care of ourselves so we're better able to take care of the people we love.
Absolutely. It's a powerful metaphor for our own wellness, including how we manage our finances and credit. So what is one of your top financial well-being tips for listeners?
So one of my philosophies is don't, you know, tell yourself I should all the time, but to create instead some concrete goals that get you closer to your goal. And the best thing people can do, and I was actually just talking to someone on our staff about this today who is particularly looking at home buying, and said, save money. It doesn't have to be a ton of money. It's just about starting that habit of saving and putting together an emergency savings for yourself, so that when it's not, is your car going to break down? It's when your car is going to break down. And you want to be able to continue living your life, continue doing the things that matter to you, and pay for your car repairs. And the only way to do that, the only way to get ready for home buying, the only way to make sure you're ready for those little expenses that always pop up, is to pay yourself first and develop that habit of saving. And, you know, some people don't have a ton to save, so maybe they're only saving, you know, $10 a paycheck. The goal is to start it and, if possible, automate it. That is, working with your credit union or working with your bank or working through your online banking to set up so it automatically happens. I know I save out of my paycheck first thing. So my paycheck hits Thursday. Friday morning, I've got money going to specific savings accounts like my kids' college, for my haircuts, which probably I'm spending too much on them, but oh well, I'm not going to worry too much as long as I'm saving and practicing those habits. It'll give me a strong foundation to help the people in my life and to make sure I can achieve my goals.
Great. Building savings is crucial. What if there's an unforeseen emergency and savings aren't sufficient to cover expenses that must be met? Where do you recommend people and members turn to for help if they have a financial emergency?
So this stuff happens. I don't care how good you are at saving. These days, emergencies happen that maybe you don't have everything. As far as where people should turn to, they should turn to their credit union. The credit union or their bank may have some programs specifically to help them. And if they don't, I'd encourage looking for a credit union or bank that does have those programs, because it's, at least in the case of a credit union, we're here to serve our members. So we want our members to be successful. So if they're struggling and they have an unexpected emergency, there are things to help them here. We even have emergency loans for some of our members that aren't credit qualified, but we also have loans that are credit qualified. And if you go to your credit union, they're going to be able to help you build to that point where you can handle those emergencies on your own. But until then, go to them and they can help you figure out the solution in the meantime. Now, I talked about credit qualifying loans. The best loans are going to be ones that you qualify for credit. Not everyone has great credit to start with. In fact, everyone should start at 18 with zero credit. Ideally, that means that they have a clean credit. So everyone has to build it, and that's really important in order to get the best loan rates for your future.
Absolutely. So speaking of credit, what is most important for improving or building credit?
Well, the number one thing people can do to build their credit is to pay their bills on time, especially any loans they have out there. That is the number one most important thing. And prioritizing certain loans, or not certain loans, making sure you pay those bills, especially your mortgage, especially your rent, and keep that financial stability under you. A vast majority, or I shouldn't say a vast majority, about 35% of your credit score is whether or not you're paying your loans on time. So there are some things that can report if you're not paying them on time, like your cell phone bill. So I just say pay all your bills on time and think about those due dates. Automate if possible. If you're like me, you know, you got 100 things going on. You're not necessarily remembering my cell phone bill is due on the third day of every month, so I'm going to sign into online banking on the third day and pay it. I would say, if you're like me, automate as much as possible so you pay your bills on time. That's the number one thing you can do. The second thing you should do is make sure to look at your credit report and make sure it's accurate. I alluded to this earlier. 18, you should have a clean credit report because you're not supposed to build credit before you're 18. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't. There's stuff out there. There are Social Security numbers being stolen. That stuff is happening. So I encourage people to make sure their credit report is accurate and there aren't errors, especially if they have a really common name. Pull that credit report. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. That's one place to check it, and that's probably the best place to check it. If you're worried about spending money, never enter your credit card number. That's what I say to people, because they do try to get you to buy something or another. Just keep going forward and check that and make sure it's accurate. In Denver, in Metro Denver, we have financial empowerment centers that can help you. And you can actually call them and set up an appointment, and they can help you look at that credit report. Their number is 720-944-2498, and they'll do appointments and help people with that credit report, because it can be scary, especially the first time you look at it.
Yeah, definitely. It can be like reading a foreign language when you're not familiar with how credit reports are formatted, and they all look different.
That is so true.
Depending on the bureau you get it from and the source. What resources do you recommend in addition to the Financial Empowerment Centers for listeners interested in learning more about credit or money management strategies to improve their financial wellness?
So while you're putting that oxygen mask on yourself, I think the most important thing to remember is you are the person in charge of putting that oxygen mask on, right? So there are a lot of things that don't feel fair out there, or it doesn't feel like the system set up to help you. So the number one thing you can do is just realize I am the best helper for me, and taking that responsibility, because finances do feel hard. So taking that on and knowing that hundreds of people have conquered it before and you can do it too. So then you might want to reach out for help once you do that. We have the Clear Money Program podcast on iTunes. So if you have iTunes on your phone or on your computer, you can actually search the podcast for our Clear Money Program and listen to tons of topics about credit or budgeting on that in the comfort of your own home. You can find them on our website too. At Denver Community, we have classes which are both online and on site, and they're very accessible. They're taught for our members. They're not in weird languages that you can't understand, like with fancy financial terms. They're meant to be practical, easy steps to move forward. We also have personal finance tips and community news on our Twitter and our Facebook. And I would say we also have financial coaching at the credit union, and that can be personalized, and we can refer you to our nonprofits in the community that can help with specific items. So there's lots of resources out there. But the first place to start is probably go to our website, which is denvercommunity.coop/education. So that's denvercommunity.coop/education. And that's a great place to start looking at all those resources.
Great. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your expertise, Helen. And thank you so much to our listeners. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you, Sarah.